I don't need to have like a cameo in here, so it's okay.
Everyone ready? Smile into the camera. Hello, welcome everyone. Here we are back with one of our Azure Stack Hub Partner Solution videos. And today I'm here to talk to Binbox, which is about to present another Azure Stack Hub solution and is a very strong Azure Stack Hub partner. So welcome everyone to this call. Tibi, you want to quickly introduce the company and what you're doing?
Hello, Thomas. Thank you very much. We are Binbox Global Services, one of the first Azure Stack operators from Europe. We saw in Azure Stack a big opportunity for us to diverse our portfolio. We offer different kind of clouds, but nothing as good as Azure Stack. We got very nice support from Microsoft to have it, because at that time it wasn't yet available in Romania. In time, we learn it, because it was a period where we need to learn it, not just from a technical point of view, but also from sales and commercial point of view. But now we are very strong on it. We also added up a few more. We have about 10 stamps. And we needed the opportunity to have a platform where we can integrate Azure Stack and public Azure. So we can give the clients the opportunity to have in one login, one page, one platform, the deployment, the billing, the administration, and so on. Because as we all know, there are some users or some applications that need low latency, or they need data sovereignty, so they need to use a platform in locally deployed. So with this hybrid cloud platform, we hope to hit the stage pretty well, and we already are thinking about even deploying in Azure Stack stamps in Western Europe to integrate them also under this nice platform.
Okay. No, that is awesome. So you're basically building this hybrid cloud platform for your customers, so they have the consistent experience using public Azure, but also running Azure Stack hubs locally in the countries where, like, they have data sovereignty challenges and networking. So this is absolutely awesome. So I see you also brought two colleagues with you. Can you quickly introduce them to us as well?
Yes, of course. One of them is Emmanuel, which is our chief engineer on Azure Stack. He loves it, and he has great experience on it. And the other one is Kosti, which is our commercial and marketing manager.
Oh, that is perfect. Now, it's great to have you all in the call. So this is actually great. So I want to actually switch to Kosti and talk a little bit about what the customers are, and we already had a little bit of an introduction why you built Binbox did build this solution, but maybe you can a little bit explain more what the advantages are of running in that environment and what you build up, because you have this impressive amount of already Azure Stack stamps. So maybe you can explain a little bit what you're doing and how the solution looks like.
Hi. I'm Kosti. Just a fast introduction about myself. I'm Kosti Nakshu. I've been working in distribution 14 years. I have received the award from Microsoft Country Partner of the Year in 2017 in Washington. I have worked with thousands of Microsoft partners. I know many solutions, and I came to Binbox to help TB to develop his plans to grow on Microsoft Azure. Not only Azure Stack, also Azure Public, so hybrid, let's say. So this solution developed with Cloud Assert, it's, as a matter of fact, it's a multi-cloud environment. You can open with single sign-on, you can open, virtual machines in Azure Public, Azure Stack, VMware, You can also buy CSP licenses. Yeah, if you want to buy Microsoft 365, it's okay. It's in the same platform.
So this is super interesting. So we basically are working together, what I heard, with Cloud Assert, which we also already had in one of our videos. And if I understand it correctly, you kind of like built this like single portal approach where customers can actually subscribe to like Azure, but also your Azure Stack Hub environment. And also, as you mentioned, other services, CSP subscriptions and so on, and they can get that from a single platform.
Yes, you can control all these things in the same platform. Actually, you can have your infrastructure in that platform together with licenses. You can also open Azure subscriptions in this platform. I think there are not so many solutions that can do that. You can open also access your virtual machine directly from the portal.
Okay, this is pretty awesome to have that single portal where the people like your customers can go and get all of that and manage resources. Now, what are your typical customers and why are they basically choosing your solution?
We have customers from all industries, all type of customers, SMB, enterprise. It's about customers who want to not keep their infrastructure in their own place. Usually, we have customers who wants to use our data center. And let's say 90% of them wants to use our data center, and we succeed to convince them that Azure Stack is the best offer. Of course, we are not trying to go only with Azure Stack. We want to convince them to use hybrid, because there are some functionalities that are not in Azure Stack. We will put in this platform solutions from ISVs, developers, all the partners who can combine Azure with their solution, or it doesn't matter, it can be Microsoft 365, Exchange Online, whatever. But we'll have a marketplace not only for VMs, Azure services. Yeah, we'll have also a marketplace for partners.
For software, to put their software there and automatically deploy in whatever platform.
Yeah, so you're giving basically the customer the option and the flexibility to like basically choose where their workload is running, right? So if they decide, okay, hey, this is something we can run and take advantage of public Azure, it's fine. But if they have a workload which needs to stay, for example, in your specific location in your data center, you can offer that as well, and that is absolutely great. Okay, this is great. I really love to see that. I haven't seen it before, so I'm also very excited, and I'm happy to have Emmanuel on the call to actually show me and tell me a little bit more about the solution and how it works, and especially like again show it to me. That would be awesome. So hi, Emmanuel, how are you doing?
Hello, I'm fine, thank you. So my name is Emmanuel Nagu. I'm working with Beambox since 2018. So I've been working since the first temp that we installed in Romania and also Eastern Europe, I guess. So since then I kind of fall in love with the environment and everything and the integration with Azure Public and so on. So it's been lovely working here.
Awesome. Now I completely can understand that kind of working with Azure Stack Hub can be kind of like addictive at one point in time, right? So they already promised me that you're going to show me a quick demo of the environment. And I'm also, by the way, like after that demo, I'm also interested to hear a little bit about how is the technical backend built and how do you do disaster recovery and things like that. But again, first, let's show me a quick demo about, and not just me, but also our viewers, a quick demo about the environment and your solution.
Sure, sure. This is the platform, hybrid.beambox.ro. So in this platform, we integrated, as of now, 5 stamps, public Azure and VMware. We are also working on the disaster recovery with Veeam and Commvault. So we are trying to make hybrid deployments for customers that let's say they want to keep the storage on a platform, they want to keep compute on another platform, and they can combine all of those resources into one platform. So for that, we came up with this platform where you can have a marketplace, a unified marketplace for all of the services. In our case, we are offering CSP licenses where you can buy directly from this portal. You don't have to go to your distribution and say, hey, I need a Active Directory P2. No, you just order it from here, like purchase, number of licenses, let's say 5, 6, and you just purchase the license and it's automatically assigned into your tenant. You don't have to do anything else.
Okay, that is pretty cool.
Yep, indeed. So except from the CSP licenses, which are a lot from the CSP, we are also providing virtual machines where you can select directly the platform, vCenter, Azure Stack, Azure.
Okay.
In this case, we just added one host for vCenter. We added 5 hosts for Azure Stack, as you can see.
Okay.
And for public Azure, we just added the, let me uncheck this one, the France Central as of now. But we are eager to add more location into the future. So we can also offer PaaS services like custom DBs, web apps from the hybrid portal, all kinds of custom VMs, networking, databases, storage accounts, like almost anything that a customer needs.
Okay, so you're basically providing that awesome single portal. The customer can choose the service he needs, and then basically he chooses the, like, what do you say, like the platform. Like, again, as you mentioned, it could be Azure Stack Hub, it could be Azure, it could be other like other things for example for virtual machines. And then he basically chooses, like on the connections, he basically chooses the kind of like regions or stamps, if I understand it correctly. And then
exactly.
He can actually go deploy, and he always exactly. Gets the same experience. Awesome.
Exactly. I can do just one deployment right now if we are having time for that. I can easily deploy a virtual machine, let's say. You can choose which which platform to deploy.
Let's do it on Azure Stack.
Okay, let's do it on Azure Stack. I have onboarded this tenant to Istio, but if a customer wants to deploy like more infrastructure and he wants to do a disaster recovery backup, we can onboard that tenant to more than one stamp. And then he can do redundancy between them. He can do failover, disaster recovery, backup, and so on. So in case one stamp is failing, they have another one which is running in another location, which I okay. think.
Okay, that point. Is very important. Yeah,
yes,
this I is think, a very cool solution.
Yes, indeed. So we are selecting Azure Stack Istio. We are having the marketplace from that stamp. So this is the marketplace just for that stamp. If I'm selecting another stamp, it will be another marketplace depending on which VMs, which images I downloaded in the stamp, into the stamp. So let's try to deploy Windows Server in this case. We are selecting the SKU for this VM, a hybrid cloud offer, which is a subscription that when a new customer is onboarding to the hybrid solution, he will receive a subscription for this platform, which he can use it anywhere in vCenter, VMware, Hyper-V, anywhere. Resource group, he can select the default resource group. He can choose an existing resource group to deploy the VM. In my case, this one, I will choose a subscription that I have in Azure Stack right now. This template, it's an ARM template, which can be customized by single small thing. Like you can edit exactly like you are editing in Azure Public, even more because it's customized. We can choose a VM name for this one demo. We are selecting the disk type, standard, premium. Let's select standard and virtual machine size, which are exactly the sizes that you can find in Azure Stack right now. Let's go for one faster. This one. Next. Admin username and password. Okay. Now you can also see the price, estimated cost of that VM into the hybrid portal, which cannot be found in Azure Stack as of now, but maybe in the future. But this is a good point of selling, if you ask me, as even if you are not a salesman, if you are a technical guy, you must know how you will pay for that VM, which is great. Then the deployment has started. But before that, you have as an administrator, let's say you have an IT manager in a company or a director, which is approving your request so that you cannot deploy 100 VM in one night and tomorrow you are going to pay a lot of money for that. So in that case, I will approve the deployment.
Okay, that is also, I know that a lot of like customers and especially enterprise customers are also looking for that, like the proof, like first of all, obviously the number, like you showed the cost of the VM, like to actually understand, okay, what is the cost, but then also to have actually this approval step, which so that not everyone can just go out and approve deploy a lot of VMs, right?
Indeed. And the manager can receive emails for any deployment. Also, they can limit the number of CPUs or hard drive and memory and so on. There are a lot of limitations that you can set for your company, for your department, depends on what you need. Okay, I approved it. So in this case, I'm going back to the tenant portal. Request management, I will see that my deployment job is created. And now I'm just waiting for the VM to be created.
Okay.
If I'm going to the Azure Stack, then I should see a resource group, a new resource group, which is here. And now it's the VM is created.
Nice. Okay. That is pretty cool to have that. Like again, and it would be kind of like the same steps for like any other Azure Stack Hub stamp, yes, but also for public Azure, for example, and the VMware integration. So that is pretty cool.
And the thing is, the thing is, which is for me as an IT guy, it's important to not have too many templates, too many ways to deploy things.
Yeah, absolutely. So now this is pretty cool. One thing you just mentioned, and I'm very interested in that, how that works. You mentioned about disaster recovery, like when you deploy on one stamp. And I know that a lot of customers also like, obviously we have this boundary of like having one Azure Stack Hub as a stamp. But then since you have multiple stamps, you spoke a little bit about DR capabilities. Can you talk a little bit just quickly about how that like works and what you're offering there for the customer?
Yes. This is the Live Go platform that we are that I am showing right now, we have another platform for testing purposes. So in the admin portal, we can we added into the testing platform, we added the Vim and Convolt as a connection, and we are doing let's say some kind of failover between the stems. We have identical VMs on both stems, and we are switching between them to see how it works, to see how fast it is, and so on. And we are also working for the backup. We are working with Vim for that.
Okay, that is pretty cool. So it's just integrating, like integrating even more solutions, yep, to like improve, yes, the Azure Stack, yes, Hub, yes, experience.
And you can also choose custom at any time. So if you have your own platform or solution, let's say solution that we are not having right now, but you can come with your solution, and we are going to integrate with the platform.
Okay.
We can manage all the VMs from here, but I will, I have some VMs here, which you can download the RDP from the web.
Yeah.
Like in public Azure.
Okay. No, this is awesome. No, this, I like that very much. So I know this was amazing. I learned a lot about the solution. I'm still excited by this, like having that single point, like the single portal to actually deploy VMs to public Azure, but also to Azure Stack Hub. Again, and Binbox does offer services in Romania, but also like Western Europe as well. So if now people and customers are interested in your solution, where can they find more?
They can visit our website, binbox.com. And also they can email us or contact us via the forms, even phone us. We actually are available 24 hours a day.
No, with that, thank you very much, the Binbox team, Emmanuel, TB, and Kosti. Thank you for being in this call today and showing me your awesome solution on top of Azure Stack Hub, or using Azure Stack Hub. And thank you to all the viewers. I hope I see you in the next video.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tom.